It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Let's begin in Iowa, where another weekend has passed with no sign of Molly Tibbetts. The 20-year-old woman vanished July 18th after going for a jog near her home in the eastern Iowa town of Brooklyn. Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa said relatives of Molly believe she is alive and may have been kidnapped. The reward for her return? Over $260,000. The fall from prominence of the guy who started Papa John's Pizza continues. Within days after John Schnatter used racist language on a company conference call, the University of Louisville removed the Papa John's name from its football stadium and Schnatter's name from its business college's Center for Free Enterprise. Purdue University took a little longer to think about it, but has now removed Schnatter's name from its business school and offered him a refund of the $8 million he donated. But Ball State University, from which Schnatter graduated in 1983, said it's keeping Schnatter's name and his money. Over the weekend, Illinois celebrated Barack Obama Day, the first Barack Obama Day. A law signed last year marks August 4th as a state holiday in honor of the 44th president. Also in Illinois, a new law signed on Friday says children must ride in rear-facing car seats until the age of two. There is an exemption if you have a large, for his or her age, toddler. Children taller than 40 inches or weighing more than 40 pounds can ride in car seats facing forward. If you've been following the years-long battle over the use of the word milk in branding liquids that don't come from cows and other mammals, you might find this interesting. The manufacturer of a popular brand of almond milk has announced a recall because somehow cow's milk got into their almond milk. The recall affects nearly 150,000 half-gallon cartons of Almond Breeze almond milk shipped to wholesalers in 28 states. Turns out the almond liquid is packaged in a plant that also packages milk, and somehow the real milk got into the almond milk. Almond Breeze is a brand of the Blue Diamond Growers, a California almond cooperative, and it's another example of this battle being an intramural one with ag versus ag, including that almond husks are fed to cattle. Meanwhile, there's a national advertisement for an oat milk that is urging you to bypass the middle man, or middle cow in this case, and buy oat milk rather than milk produced by cows that ate oats. Well, years ago, oats were often a key ingredient in dairy rations. Not so much anymore, though. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.